Welcome to the TLC, the Life Coach Podcast with Matt Halloran. Every week, one of the world's top life coaches, Matt Halloran, will share his wisdom through stories and ideas to help you live the best life possible. Success is only a podcast away. Now, please welcome your host, Matt Halloran.
Hello, and welcome to another podcast. Today, we're going to talk about distance. This is episode number 12. Distance is a very important self-improvement technique. But I'm going to start off with a saying that I'm sure you've heard of many, many times, which is absence makes the heart grow fonder. And my question for you today is, when is the last time you were absent to yourself? When is the last time that you tried to do something to relieve yourself of yourself so that you can move forward? And this is what distance is all about. One of the greatest artists of all time, Pablo Picasso, said, "The difference between a good artist and a great artist is a great artist knows when to put the paintbrush down." You have to do that with life. And one of the things that putting that paintbrush down allows you to do is to step back and see it as a finished product. You're not a finished product, but you do need to step back to see what you want that finished product to be, because if you don't, guess what? You're never going to be there. So to be able to see who you are, you need to learn how to leave yourself behind. Now, I know that sounds like a Zen saying, and actually it is, but you have to figure out how to do this. How do you leave yourself behind? One of the greatest techniques you can do is go somewhere else and pretend to be somebody that you want to be. If you want to be an artist, or you want to be a life coach, if you want to be an amazing actor, if you want to be whatever, why don't you go pretend? Expand your mind. Try to do something that might seem so childish, disingenuous, and absolutely dishonest, but it's a gift and it's a game. If you don't try to expand your brain's possibilities on what you could do and see yourself in that position and then take the next step and try to put yourself in, maybe just fantasy, in that position, you're never going to know if it feels right. I remember the first time I did a motivational talk, and I was terrified, of course, like most people are. But I used that energy to my advantage, I think. But I had pictured myself so many times on that stage, motivating people and doing what I can to change their lives. I was out and about, and people would ask me what I did, and I would say I was a motivational speaker. And there's harsh reality involved with this too, because maybe that's what you want to be when you grow up, but that doesn't mean that society is going to love you for it. I had some people who were like, "Wow, that's really great. So what do you do, and can you do it for me?" And I had other people who said, "Oh, all of you people are charlatans. You're just out to get my money." So putting yourself in that reality, giving yourself that distance, leaving yourself behind can allow you to figure out what you want to be. You don't even have to be a good actor. All you have to do is believe it in your mind that for these moments, this time, this place, this environment, I am going to try to be who I've always wanted to be. And if you get good at it, you're going to start seeing that you can incorporate this into your daily life, and it will make it so your motivation to get to that point is even faster and even stronger. To be able to see who you are, you have to leave yourself behind. And in order to see where you want to go, which is the second aspect of distance that I want to talk about today, is you have to take a tourist's view. And you can also do this with your life. When is the last time you were a tourist in your own town? When was the last time you were a tourist in your own life? When was the last time that you tried to tour what's going on between your two ears with a fresh set of eyes? It's difficult to do this, but you can do it. And one of the best ways to do it is to get support from friends, family, and loved ones. on both aspects of distance. When you're going to take the tourist view, seriously try to do what you can to start looking at your environment like you did when you first saw that environment. Pause. Breathe. See where your eyes go to first, and then see where your eyes go to second. I love traveling, especially when I get to meet new people, because I'm a tourist, and I'm a tourist in their culture. I'm a tourist in what their mores and folkways are in the area. I'm a tourist in the environment and seeing their things that they miss all the time. And you can do this in your own environment. You just have to walk into it like you've never seen it before. Now, you might say, Matt, I don't have that much control over my brain, or, gee, that sounds really difficult. But it's like a muscle. And the more you exercise this tourist view, the easier it is to get in there. And in fact, if you have a job, if you have a relationship, which I'm assuming most people do listening to this podcast, try to take a tourist view when it comes to your relationships. Try to think back on the things that you saw, that you loved, that drew your attention to that person you're in a relationship with, whether that's in a romantic relationship or a non-romantic relationship. Try to look at those people again and remember why you got together with them. And if that still gets that fire in your belly and makes you excited, then you're on the right track. You can do the same thing with your environment. Go back to your environment. Why did you decorate the room in the way you did? Was it out of necessity? Was it out of convenience? Or did you actually put your mind to it? Take a look at all of that again with a fresh set of eyes. Get out of your own way. Get away from who you are and give yourself a break from who you've become. If you're hanging out with people who you really love and who really love you and will support you, they can be that tourist for you too. So we're going to go back to the first level of distance when you're really looking at yourself. The only way you're really going to know who you are right now, and if there's a possibility for you to be who you want to be, is you have to have third-party confirmation. You ever seen American Idol or America's, well, it's not really happening. It used to happen on American Idol a lot more than I think some of the other shows, where the people were just horrible singers. And what they would do is they would get up in front of the panel and, you know, they'd sing totally tone deaf and sometimes even using the wrong lyrics. And they would provide a harsh reality to that person. That person would say, well, you know, hey, I'm the next Justin Bieber. I'm the next whoever is popular now. And, you know, they were convinced in their mind that they were going to be that good, but the third-party confirmation did not support that. You have to listen to others, but only listen to the ones that you trust. Only listen to the ones who know you. That doesn't mean that they're not going to give you harsh realities, because they already have the distance I'm talking about. Yes, do they have predisposed ideas of who you are? But if you say to your loved ones, I want to be this, see what they say. Take that risk. Open up your heart to the people that you love. Close the distance and allow yourself to say, you know what? I'm going to practice who I want to be. I'm going to leave myself behind, and I'm going to become a tourist in my own life.
Thank you for taking the time out of your busy life to listen to our podcast. Remember, a single change, no matter how big or small, can start you on your path to live your best life possible. You deserve it. We will see you on the other side of the mic soon. Have a wonderful day.